Blog Talk Radio. Guess what? It's 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's time for another V's After Dark show, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight's show topic is feminine hygiene. And the word for this week is prostate. Do you know how to stimulate your partner's prostate? I'm going to tell you some little techniques tonight. Woo! And this week we're starting a new segment called Ask Miss V. This will happen after our interview with our guests, if time permits. So it's not something that's going to happen every week, only if time permits. But I want you guys to start thinking up questions, because if you have any questions during the week that you want to ask Ms. V, you can shoot your email to me at askmsv@thetoylady.com. That's askmsv at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight, I have the sexy Rochelle Ryan coming in to answer a few questions, and I'll be talking to her, taking her to the V-Spot. If you don't know what this V-Spot is, sit back and listen, because once we go to the V-Spot, there's no going back. Before I talk to Rochelle, I want to talk to you about tonight's topic. Me and my girl, we were in the car, and we were talking about, as it's getting warmer, it's a little, you know, females starting to get a little rank down there. So we were talking about knowing your body and knowing when to clean it. Now, ladies, being that I'm a woman, I can speak on this real good. And I'm just going to tell you that one of the things that you need to focus on is making sure that the cat is clean, because when you walk around, and we know that we're not always as fresh as we should be, we need to be making sure we take care of business. Now, I know about doing douches and everything, and I know that a lot of doctors, 90% of the doctors will tell you do not do a douche. And I agree with them, because our body does naturally get rid of this. But sometimes, and you, some of you know who I'm talking about, it gets a little rank down there. Now, if you're sitting in a chair or you're sitting anywhere and you smell something that don't be quite right, don't look around. Talking about, I wonder what that is. Because we know our bodies. We know our bodies better than anyone else. And this is crazy when women say, I didn't smell that. Oh, it's rank. And I was telling my girlfriend when we were riding that if I think I'm a little rank down there, and we all get a little rank, it happens, I will go and do a douche. And if I think that there's possibly something else down there, I'll put a little bit of peroxide. I ain't talking about pouring a bottle of peroxide in a bottle. And another thing, I'm a little bit old-fashioned when it comes down to this. I don't go to the store and buy the Summer's Eve or the Massengill off of the shelf. I still have the red bag that hangs up in the bathroom where you do your own. Because sometimes all you need is water. And I know you guys are going to say, what the fuck? But this it's getting warmer outside, especially if you're on the East Coast. You know, we done had the whole winter to ferment. Ain't nobody really been smelling too much unless we with our mate and we keeping it on top. But even being on that, you got to clean it because the warmer it gets, you know, we want to spread our legs a little bit more, and we in situations where sometimes the air conditioner not working or it's not quite as clean as we would like it to be, or it's not as cool, you know, because, and some of us, I mean, our thighs rub together, and remember, ladies, we go to the ladies' room, we got to make sure we get it completely dry, because if you don't get it dry and you pull back on those, guess what? The odor is going to be in your underwear, which means that you walking around with some rank-ass panties with a rank-ass pussy. With all that said, I'm really going to get on that. But another thing, talking about the prostate, because, you know, we always hear men talking about, oh, I just need a good blowjob. I just need this. I just need that. And some men, and it's not gay when I say this, so don't even come back to me, men, with that's some gay shit. Because I know probably a few of you that had your female without your knowledge stick her finger up there and you was like, damn, that feel good. And she can massage from the outside. So I want everybody to think about how to massage their mate's prostate properly. And when I say properly, we're not talking about pulling out a dildo and shoving it up the ass. We're talking about that gentle massage that makes him feel good. The prostate is what you're going to hit. And if you don't know how to massage your mate's prostate, I'm going to tell you, because it's something that I think we should know. Sometimes you can massage it from the outside. And y'all, I know somebody's sitting back like, this bitch is crazy. She can't even tell me how to massage the prostate. You damn right. I'm going to tell you. When you go to massage that prostate, you want to start. You want to get behind the balls. And this is a soft area between the balls and the ass, right there between the asshole. You start with that, and you can start with your thumb gently rubbing. And, you know, make sure you're still looking on them balls when you're doing that. But you want to massage that. And, ladies, make sure if you're going to do prostate massage, cut down your nails. You're not trying to stab your man. You want to take your nails that have been cut, and I'm talking about don't have these bitches sharp. Have them nice and neat. And you want to slowly insert the index finger. I ain't telling you to shove your hand up there, but just do it. And you can feel it because actually between your thumb and your forefinger, that's where that prostate is. And you do a gentle massage, he's going to feel good. Like I said, I ain't talking about in and out and, you know, trying to fuck him. You want to do a gentle massage. You know, and I'm telling you, some men are going to say, don't fuck with my ass. Men, if you don't want it, I'm not forcing it on you. I'm just letting you know that I know about it. And I ain't going to sit here and lie to you and say that, oh, well, men don't like it or it's some gay stuff. Because it's not. Because after you turn, I think it's 45 or 50, don't quote me on the age, but you get a prostate exam. And ladies, once you turn 40, you start getting prostate exams. And the difference is when the doctor does a prostate exam, you ain't even trying to feel that shit. I ain't even going to sit here and tell you you are because you're not. You don't even want to hear it. But in the real world, we have to deal with that. And, you know, I tell you, look at it as a prostate exam. You know, something that you getting, but that you're asking for. Because it's a little bit different. And, wow, I'm going to tell you, I've had an interesting week. It's been fun. It's been crazy. It's been a whole lot of things. But I can tell you that I have had my share of retail therapy. I went and took care of it this weekend. And I had fun. I had so much fun that I don't think I need to be retail therapy in for a while. And I know some people are saying, you sounding kind of drivey. What's up? Oh, I'm 5 million things going on. And naturally, I tried the new energy drink. If it don't kick in soon, we know I won't be using this again. I won't say the brand because if I'm giving my props to another, I'm not going to knock down a different one. But the one thing I forgot to talk to you guys about is that this week is going to be a repeat live demo. You know, at the end of every show, I've got to do the live toy demo. This week, I'm going back to one of my favorites, the Vibro Dolphin, and it will be featured on the homepage. Remember, the Vibro Dolphin is only $15. And for those of you who have never listened to one of my toy demo, sit back, relax, and come with me, because I will be coming at the end of the show. Also, if you need to contact me or you want to see all the crazy shit that I'm doing, be it that I'm just doing a bunch of damn tweets promoting the show, or I'm talking about how good I feel, or I'm shouting out good morning, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or check us out on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. One of the pages you can friend us at, and we've got two like pages. So believe me, you can always see what's going on and keep on top of everything. Wow, I feel like I'm in slow-mo. Anybody want to send me some shout-outs tonight? Remember, the new segment, Ask Miss V. Last week we had fun with the young ladies calling in with the questions. And, you know, after talking to some people, you guys know I got my little background team always consulting me, we decided to do this segment. It was supposed to wait until July, but we're going to do a short segment tonight with Ask Miss V. For the simple fact that, you know, we got to always start it out. I see my caller disappear, but we had a listener, and I know my listeners are out there. And for those of you who want to hit me up, remember, the chat room is open. And if you have not seen or been in the chat room, this is the time to do it. I'll be answering your questions at 9:30 as usual. We'll be having our guest on. I'll be contacting her shortly. And we're going to have so much fun. We got about 16, 17 minutes before we go on to sexy Miss Rochelle Ryan. And we're going to have fun with her because I'm going to get all up in her business. She just does not know what to expect. Some of everything with all the craziness. You know how I be doing it and how crazy I be doing it. Oh, my God. You guys, what's been going on with you this week? I know that y'all so used to me acting crazy and acting a fool, but, yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm live. I'm a well. Because y'all know y'all do not want me to go back talking about rank-ass pussies. And it's hot outside. Hey, it's hot. I got to let y'all know. Has anybody seen any crazy-ass-looking females? I mean, come on, people. At least here in Michigan, we done had some nice warm days, but y'all can't contain some of that shit at least until June. Y'all got to get out there and look like y'all ready to just get a pussy away. Oh, my God. Some of the clothes that I've seen so far, all I can say is that I know that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But what I will tell you, you should save some of that beauty for the bedroom, because it's a lot of y'all who don't need to be showing that shit at all. Right now, my inspiration is a lot of these females, and I'm going to be very nice when I say this, when I say these young ladies who are half my age, who apparently not only do they not know what a gym look like, they apparently don't know what a kitchen look like either, because the fat that they have on their ass, we know it's coming from McDonald's and Popeyes and Burger King and everything, but from home cooking. You know, seriously, ladies, I can't understand it. I'm going to say this about all females. For one, big might be beautiful, but believe me, sister, diabetes is not cute. And you ladies need to realize that just because they made it in your fucking size does not mean you need to be wearing it. So if you think that your body is beautiful, that's fine. And there is a man or another woman that really thinks that is beautiful, but the rest of us do not need to see it. Seriously. And if you're showing everything, there's an old saying, Why buy the cow if you're getting the milk for free? Well, shit, y'all advertising everything that's already being given. Leave something to the imagination. I probably should have made that a show topic, but we could touch on that a little bit more next week. But this still goes back to the rank-ass pussies. Oh, my God. If I go into another restaurant or another bar where I'm sitting and somebody's female friend don't tell them that they shit is rank, and you know it's bad when you go to a ladies' room and you walk in there and you be like, damn, it smells like fucking hot-ass pussy in here. And I'm not talking about being at some club where it's a bunch of teeny boppers. I'm talking about where you're at with a mature crowd and it smells like straight-up fucking ass because somebody didn't clean their pussy or a number of people didn't clean it. This shit is nasty. Y'all know that that's a pet peeve of mine. I'm always checking myself. Always. And I think that everybody else should know how to check theyself. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't check yourself, you're going to come across somebody who's going to hurt your feelings about not checking yourself. It's not that hard. And if you're smelling something, have a doctor check it out. There might be something going on down there. And believe it or not, you don't have to be fucking to get a damn infection down there, ladies. So don't say, oh, well, I ain't had sex in this amount of time, so I know it ain't nothing going on down there. Really? Okay, I can tell you firsthand that trichinomas is not a sexually transmitted disease. That shit just comes. And believe me, you don't want that shit. And it ain't about fucking or anything else. And it seems to be in younger girls that have trichinomas. I can say that as I've gotten older, I haven't seen it. But when I was younger, I had it. And, you know, when you got to go explain to the doctor, you know, you're going to the doctor and he's talking about you got trichinomas. You're like, what the fuck is trichinomas? And they call it a trick infection, but it's not from tricking. So I use the actual real term, which is trichinomas. And, you know, it's just a yeast infection. It doesn't come from having sex or anything. So I'm letting you know, and that shit you can smell. It's not acute, you know, it's not acute infection. You know, you got to take antibiotics, but sometimes you got to clean that shit. I mean, if you're not eating right, and that's why, you know, you'll hear a lot of times doctors say eat yogurt. It's very important for us to have them cultures, those probiotics, as they call them, in our system to make sure that we're taking care and having our hormones balanced. And rank pussy just ain't good. It's not a good thing. I know y'all going to say this bitch done got on rank-ass pussy and she won't let it go, but it's a hard thing to let go. It's one of those things where I will tell you that you don't want to touch on it. You don't want to be there. You don't want to have your shit smelling fucked up as hell, because I'm telling you, it's not cute at all. When I say it's not cute, it's just not cute. But because I'm having so much fun tonight, and I see you in the, hey, guest, I see you in the chat room, and I want to welcome you. You know, if you want to talk to me, all you got to do is start following me, and you can have all kind of conversations with me. Oh, my God, I'm hot. As they say, it's hot up in this bitch, but we're going to have some fun, and I got to make sure we pay these bills tonight. Because y'all know it's all about paying the bills. So when I say that, remember, V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products. And I'm your host, Ms. V, the Toy Lady. You can find V's After Dark on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. And you can check me out on Twitter at Ms. V, the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. That's right. I'm your girl, Ms. V, the Toy Lady. And I'm finally getting hyped. Yes, and I'm loving it because in less than 10 minutes, we will have the sexy Rochelle Ryan coming on. And like I said, I'm getting ready to have me some fun with Miss Ryan, because I found out some shit about her that she probably did not anticipate today. But you know what? It's all good, because when I get up in everybody's business, I never go for the negative. I go for the hot. I go for the sexy. Like I said, I see guest 9328 up in my chat room, and I want to say, how you doing, sweetie? I know you can't type back, but welcome to the show. And if you enjoying the show, become a regular. Sign in and get your account. Remember, Blog Talk Radio is free. So there is no need to sit there and not join. We just have so much fun, and I act so crazy. Oh, my God. One thing I can say, Stripping tonight is on my agenda. Ooh, but before I contact our beautiful, sexy guest tonight, I'm going to get you guys hot and bothered, because if I don't get you ready, how are you going to be ready? So with more of that, I'm going to give you a little bit of this while I take this brief break.
That's it. What you want? Would you?
Hello? Hello?
Thank you.
would you?
Oh my God, you guys know I love that song. I love me some Janet. But I want to tell you guys, it is Tuesday, so get hyped. We done passed the first day of the week. We got tomorrow's hump day. I know you guys are going to get hyped with me. Remember, if you're listening to this show and you want to call in and ask a question, your call-in number is 646-716-8041. That's right, it's 646-716-8041. And you can always go into the chat room and hit me up. Remember, if you're listening on the phone, all you got to do is raise your hand if you got a question. If you're in the chat room, type in your questions. Remember, it's free to join Blog Talk Radio. There are no fees associated with joining us. And if you want to just sit back, if you're on the Toy Lady website and you're listening to the show, all you got to do is click the link at the bottom and you can get in. But just in case you're wondering, go to blogtalkradio.com/MissV the Toy Lady. That's MissVDatoylady. And oh my God, we're going to have so much fun because I got a sexy ass bitch up on the line with me tonight. Oh my God. I got a chance to, y'all know I got to check out movies before I go on air, always. So I'm always checking out some people's shit. And you know what? She don't even know. I'm going to ask her some shit that she's not prepared for tonight. That's right. Remember, V's After Dark is where I'm completely uncensored and unfiltered and where all I talk about is sex, sex, and more sex. And because I'm the toy lady, you know I'm going to always do that live toy demo. That's right. We're having fun tonight. As you can tell, that energy drink finally kicked in. Y'all know I got to always get my hype up. That's what happens when you get a little bit older. But without further ado, are you guys ready? Seriously, are y'all ready for tonight's guest? Because I want to let you know I've got the beautiful, the sexy, top heavy, voluptuous, y'all know I love breasts, Rochelle Ryan. Welcome to the show.
You are making me blush over here.
Well, you are voluptuous. I mean, I had to check it out. Plus, I got up into your business today. I got fired up into your business. I normally get up in people's business. I really got up in your business.
But this hi. Thank you.
Well, first thing I want to say is welcome to V's After Dark. And how you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about yourself in case they don't know who you are?
Well, I am adult film star and magazine model Rochelle Ryan. I've been in the business, in the porn business, for almost seven years, a long time. I've done probably over 200 movies. So definitely keep pretty busy. So I'm definitely known for my huge tits, big round booty. I'm Italian, so I've got all the curves in the right places. Trying to think of what else.
Well, you know what? You ain't got to tell everything because I got all up in your business today, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. I got up in your business. I went...
I like that.
I have to go do my research. I can't just have someone on my show and not get up in their business. So I'm in, I did a little bit checking on you, but it was all good. First thing I'm going to ask you, because I ask everybody this, how did you come up with your name? Because I got a chance to see what your real name is. I'm not going to tell anybody because they better go search like I did. But if the website was correct, then they had your real name up there. But how'd you come up with Rochelle Ryan? Because that's kind of sexy. That's like a RR. You get put one more on it.
Yeah, and I like that. That was, you know, and at first I mean I've always liked boy names, kind of like Ryan and Taylor, and I was thinking of doing something like that for my first name. And then I was actually looking up at babynames.com, and my agent at the time, he was like, go look babynames.com and just go look at some names. So I knew I wanted Ryan as my last name, so I started looking at ours, and I saw Rochelle, and I went, oh my God, this one's so pretty, Rochelle Ryan. And there was no other girls in the business with that name, so I was like, oh, done deal. Like, lock it in, that's my name. So.
Well, that's cute, because like I said, when I look at it, I'm like, RR, you know, you could have went
everybody needs a little R&R.
Yes. in this case, little Rochelle Ryan.
Exactly.
Not rest and relaxation. Rochelle Ryan, people. Y'all hear me.
Rochelle Ryan. Everybody needs a little R&R. Everybody needs a little bit of me.
Well, I went and checked you out, and one of the movies that I got a chance to do a sneak peek on was Storm Quarters 2. What was up with
Lordy.
That? There was some damn squirting up in there, and I need to know, how was it doing that? Because, I mean, I saw it wasn't a damn dry face in the house, and I'm being literal about that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know what's really interesting about that movie, as a matter of fact, is when Evil Angel, they were in federal court, I believe, about 2 years ago fighting obscenity trials for lots of their movies. And that movie, Storm, that I was in, was one of the movies that they had to play for the jury. They had watched the entire movie of me, like, a storm squirting, getting squirted on, like, everything. And because they were trying to say that squirting, that it's inhumane, that it's pissing, and you know, that it's just this horrible, degrading thing. And it's like, well, if you kind of do your research, like, women can squirt, you know. It turns out, I mean, long story short, you know, Evil Angel, you know, they did win, you know, fighting the battle and like that, you know, for us and stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, that's the interesting tidbit about that movie that I think is funny. But yeah, that was definitely good times. That was a very fun scene. I think my scene in there, we did a target practice where I was like 10 feet away or something like that. And I think Angela Stone was like firing it up, trying to squirt at me.
It was crazy. Like I said, I got a chance to see it, and I was like, oh my God, I got to ask her about this because I don't have too many squirters on my show. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, you know, everybody keeps saying they don't squirt or they really not into it, but so I'm always interested in squirters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of the things...
Everybody loves a squirter.
Believe me, I know. But how was it going on Howard Stern? Because that is like the biggest pervert in the country, and I know that he will ask a female anything. And you sent me your bio, and you said that you were on his show. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I think it takes a really strong constitution for anybody. I mean, you got to be able to handle that man.
Oh, he's pretty cool. I did a show with him and Ronnie the limo driver. They were out in Vegas during the Exotic Dancer Awards show. And they, you know, they weren't too bad. They're crazy, and they got some big mouths, but you know, if you're a strong female and you can kind of hold your own and stuff like that, like, you'll be fine. It's the girls that are just kind of like, yeah, whatever, and like, you know what I mean, those are the ones that just really have a good time with, like, they'll put them through the ropes.
Yeah, because I was wondering, I saw that, I was like, okay, you know, Howard Stern, he's cutthroat, you know. I would never say I'm the female Howard Stern, because I think I would say I'm the Dr. Ruth of the air. I'm the new 21st century Dr. Ruth, because I talk more about it, and I give all kind of advice. So I won't say I'm a female Howard Stern. I'll say I'm the 21st century sexier Dr. Ruth.
Yes, you get my vote on that one.
Well, I want to ask you something, because tonight's topic is about rank-ass pussies. Because, you know, it's getting warm outside, and you're an East Coaster like I am. And, you know, this wasn't on my list of questions, but because I do have to always touch on the question of the week, do you make sure that your pussy is not rank? Because I've been talking to my listeners about it and telling them that as it gets warmer, we females tend to not remember that we got to clean down there.
Oh, yes. I, you know, even before, like, I mean, there are, like, some girls, like, even, like, you know, when we're on set and stuff like that, and sometimes it's like we're shooting, you know, outside when it's hot outside, and, you know, and I'll see some girls, and they'll just, like, douche and baby wipe, and I'm just kind of like, douching and baby wiping, like, doesn't... cut it necessarily. Like, I mean, like, I have such a sensitive nose to, like, funky smells and stuff, so it's like, you know, I always make sure, like, you know, before, you know, doing pretty girl pictures and stuff like that, and before we get to the business, like, I'm in the bathroom, and it's like, use, like, a soap and water and get down there and clean everything. Like, you better smell like Dove and fresh and clean, like, before I got to. And the same goes for the guys, because I don't want no man's fucking salty nuts in my face. Like,
wash
your
junk. Don't fuck your balls.
Yeah, like, wash your, guys need to wash it off, too.
Well, another one of my questions, you were, I got to rephrase this because I'm reading this and sometimes I can't even read my own writing. What is the Penthouse Golden String Awards? Exactly what does that entail? Because when I think of Penthouse, I think of just women laying out in a magazine.
The Penthouse Golden G-String Awards, it was an exotic dancer award show that the Penthouse Club in New Orleans that they put on. And it was 12 girls. We were all hand selected by dance agents to compete in it. And that was actually one of my very first competitions that I ever did. And it was put on by Penthouse, and they had all their photographers and stuff like that there. But, you know, we were putting on, like, full production shows and stuff like that. You know, we were being judged on certain things. Our body, our face, our smile, stage presence, costumes, show, you know, boobs, butt, you know, the whole nine yards and stuff like that. So I ended up winning the silver medal, which I thought was just amazing, you know what I mean, considering it was my first competition. I was up against, like, some pretty heavy hitters. So it was really cool. It was a lot of fun and stuff like that. And, you know, we made it into the magazine. And I think we're in the November issue of last year, I believe.
Hmm.
So it was really cool. It was a great experience. It was a lot of fun.
I thought that was interesting. Question is because you do both. You are one of the people in the adult industry who dances and does movies. Which one do you have more fun doing? I'm not going to say what do you prefer, or which one do you prefer doing more? Do you prefer doing the movies or the dancing, or are they equal?
Gosh, that's a tough one. You know, it's kind of equal. I mean, if it's a day where I'm booked with a guy, then I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good day at the office. Like, like if I'm working with, like, Johnny Sims or something like that, I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, then definitely shooting porn wins. But, you know, the feature dancing is so much fun, you know, because it's like, you know, you get to go to different cities, you get to meet different people, and, you know, you could just, you know, I started off, you know, as a stripper, you know, before I got into the porn industry. So it's kind of like, you know, my background, I'm a dancer and stuff. You know, I love getting on stage and creating shows and costumes and music and, you know, just entertaining and being an entertainer. So it's definitely, that's a tough, I have to say equal.
That's cool. You know what? Now, one of the things I'm going to ask you is, you know, being an interviewer, you know, I got to ask, who are some of the people that you've worked with that maybe we haven't seen or we weren't sure that that was that person?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Name some big names that you may have worked with that maybe we may have seen the movie but didn't realize it was that person, or we didn't take the time to read the credits because we was too busy watching you fucking somebody.
Oh, yeah. Probably one of my favorite guys to work with. And I think he's so underrated. Like, he deserves, like, so many awards and stuff like that. Like, he's always, I think he won, like, the unsung, like, male performer at the AVN Awards, like, a year or two ago. But Mark Ashley, like, I just, oh, Lord Jesus, I love working with him. Like, if you put him and I in a scene together, you better have a camera in every corner because we are fucking like dogs all over that house. Like, and he's like, I mean, I'll never forget the first time I worked with him. Like, I mean, he had me squirting. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I was on cloud nine. I think he even told him I loved him. Like, I was like, oh, my God. And like, he actually ended up becoming, like, my little fuck buddy off camera, like, you know, if I couldn't get enough of him or you know, whatever. But he was, oh, man, I love working with him. Boy, I would work with him every day if I could. He's definitely one of my favorites.
Okay. Have you ever gone on set and you just went onto the set and it was maybe a newbie or somebody who you, and I'm not asking for names, but have you ever gone on fuck this. I'm not working with that person. I can't do it.
Lots of times.
Like I said, I'm not asking for names. I don't never put names out there.
No,
I give my respect to everybody.
I just thought of this one experience when I was shooting for this one company, and they're known for using a lot of like amateur girls and stuff, and they paired me with her, and you could tell she was kind of like nervous, and she was just drinking like a fish right before the scene, and it was a boy, girl, girl. Well, during the scene, we're starting off, and, you know, we're blowing the guy and stuff like that. Well, you know, we're supposed to be, like, sharing the cock. Like, I'm trying to feed it to her, and she's just all, like, all up in my grill, like, trying to kiss me and, you know, whatever. That's cool, but, you know, you need to show the dude some love, too. This is a boy-girl-girl scene. You knew what you were getting into. Well, come to find out, like, she was a lesbian, and I'm just kind of like, you know, that's cool, but if you're not in a dick, you shouldn't be doing boy-girl scenes. Well, because this girl was drinking and stuff like that, she ended up, like, in the middle of the scene, like, taking off and, like, going to the kitchen and making another drink and just, like, watching the dude and I do all the work. And I was just kind of like, oh, okay, like, whatever. But, yeah, that was very interesting. And she smelled awful.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, you need to go take a shower.
That's what you say. Let's turn this into a shower scene here.
Exactly.
You become the producer saying, let's turn this into a three-way shower
scene. Let's turn this into a shower scene.
With some real soap.
Cool. Right? Can I get some Dove soap over here?
Well, Lord, now you're going to have me thinking about rank pussy and drunks.
I know, right? Oh, that day was just crazy. And, like, you know, I mean, and I know, like, you know, lots of guys, you know, that are in this business, you know, they are bisexual or they are gay and they're doing straight scenes. Or, you know, I do know girls that are lesbians and they do boy-girl scenes. But, you know, and that's all good. But, you know, at least, you know, when the camera's on, like, you know, turn that on and just go for it. You know what I mean? And for that,
as I
you know,
said, just
30,
go to
45,
work. You're at work.
Yeah, do work. Do work. Yep.
Wow. Now that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite sexual position?
Damn, I'd have to say cowgirl. I love being on top. I'm a damn control freak. I love being on top. That is my fave. Oh, I love it. And I also, well, that's like my favorite position all around, but probably like when I'm shooting, like on camera and stuff like that, I still love cowgirl, but I really do love stand-in doggy just because, I don't know, I think you can really get, like, some good angles of a girl's body and stuff like that. Like, you're getting the tits, the ass, the legs, the hips. You're getting everything in, like, standing doggy.
Wow. So.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's listening. She like riding it, but if she got doing a scene, she wants to stand it so y'all catch balls, ass, pussy, all that. That's what she's saying. She's saying you catching
right?
the balls from the bottom. You're catching her ass from the top. You're catching her titties bouncing up and down. That's all she's saying. For those of y'all who can't visualize this, because y'all like, okay, standing doggy, what do you mean? What she's saying is that if the camera gets up underneath, they catching the balls and the dick going into the pussy. From the top, they're seeing the dick going into the pussy, plus they're seeing her ass. They see her asshole wide open, and they're catching her tits bouncing. I'm sorry. I just had to give them a full visual.
Right, they get it all that way.
Okay, like I said, I've been all up in your business today, and you are still
I love it.
You are still a baby, because when I looked, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm not quite old enough to be your mother, but I could be a big sister. But I looked at what year you were born. I was like, well, God, I guess I probably could be your mom. Well,
I am 27. Yeah, you tell me.
You know what? I guess I would have had to be like
say
a baby.
Big sister. I like big sister
better. I like big sister better, you know.
Me too. I haven't had a big sister, so I like that.
I'll be the big sister because I know what I was. In 1985, okay, people, I know y'all already know I got two adult children. So we already know, mini me. If you're listening, yes, I'm talking about you, Tatted Beauty, again. But yeah, Teta Beauty is my sidekick. That, as they say, my so the listeners always hear about her because that's my daughter. She works with me sometimes, especially when we do Exotica and stuff. Hey, if I'm going to do this, I got to make it a family affair. We got to keep this money.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, I guess I could be your big sister because in 1985, I was just coming out of high school. And for those of y'all who are trying to visualize my age, I'm a nerd. So for all you who want to sit there and try to get funky and say, she's how old? I'm a nerd. I actually am one of them people got double promoted. So as much as I talk about
hey,
sex, I'm a,
nerd
too. I'm a nerd too. So don't be trying to say, and this minus this and minus that. Oh, wow. I'm a nerd, people. Just let's get it clear.
That's awesome.
I'm a sexy nerd, though.
I love sexy nerds.
Yeah, because we sing. And me and you have a lot in common. You want to know what we have in common?
You're from New York, aren't you?
No, I'm actually from Detroit, but we got something else in common. And this is something that I found out about you that you would not know.
Uh-oh.
I think our birthdays are on the exact same day.
Nuh-uh. Are you serious? July 11th?
Yep.
Shut up. Oh, that is why we clicked. Two cancers? Oh, yes.
I was looking. I'm like, what? I was like, I'm going to have to make sure.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so when I say I got all of your business, do you know what it takes to be nosy all up in somebody's business like that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Especially when they don't give you that information. You know, you didn't give that information
right?
to me. I had to go looking for that.
I like that, though. I like you were doing some research on my booty.
And your titties and
everything else. I love it.
Well, one of the questions I got, because we're, first of all, part of the show, I take you to what we call the V-spot. And the V-spot is where I just, whatever is on my mind, I asked you. But before we get to that, you tell us some of the places. First of all, tell my listeners how they can contact you, because I don't want to end this without them knowing how they can, you know, where can they find you at on the internet or in person?
You can find me. I am like the internet's girlfriend. Like, you can find me on, I am obsessed with like social media. Like, oh my God, it rules my world. But you can find me on Twitter / Rochelle Ryan, and it's RICHELLE. And then Ryan, and then Facebook under facebook.com/ The Rochelle Ryan, Instagram, Rochelle Ryan, what else? My website, RochelleRyanOnline.com. And then I also run a fan site. One little tidbit about me is I am a huge sports fanatic. I am obsessed with the New York Giants. And I actually run a fan site. It's called NewYorkGiantsFangirl.com. And it's just a little, like, PG-13, just, you know, pics of me from the game and just blogs and, you know, stuff like that. But it's, you know, something that I, you know, personally like to do for fun and stuff like that, especially during the season. So, yes, and I always write back. So I try to respond to everybody on Twitter and Facebook. And unless you ask me something stupid, then, like, you know, then you just either get blocked or no response.
Well, one of my questions... Now, you know, you could be as vague as you want to, but I have to ask this of every guest of mine. What is your status? Are you single, attached? What are you?
I am single. Single mingle.
Oh.
And
how tall are you? Because you are so petite on your pictures.
I am 5'4". I am a shorty. Super short. So if anybody's going to be with me, they have to be tall. I wear big girl heels. Like, I wear nothing less than 5.5 inches. So you better be tall.
Hey, I guess I'll be raiding your closet.
Right?
Oh, and this is a question that I always ask, but I never write it down because I always remember it. Have you ever, being in New York, I don't know how much people go on the internet or they watch porn, but have you ever, like, been out just regular shopping? Let's say you're at the Walmart, you know, raggedy jeans or whatever. And have you ever encountered a fan where they kind of, like, want to say it's you or not you or been recognized?
It's weird to me. I get recognized more when I'm, like, just kind of like bumming it around to me. Like, you know, I mean, like when I'm, you know, I mean, I live in my gym clothes. Like all I do is work out and do yoga. And I swear I get recognized more with like no makeup on, like, you know, jeans, t-shirt, yoga clothes. Like that's when I get recognized. And I'm like, good God, like you would think I would get recognized when I'm all like bitched out, like full jersey hair, like makeup, lashes. Like, no, I get recognized more when I'm just like incognito.
Hey, at least, I mean, that tells you that your fans really know what you look like when they can recognize you with no makeup on.
Right, exactly. I'm like, good God. I'm like, yikes.
Now, this is one of those crazy questions I'm going to ask you. Have you ever agreed to meet a fan? And I'm not saying one. I'm not saying like at Exotico or Avian. I'm talking about, you know, like where somebody has tweeted you, you've gotten the tweet, and they're like, oh, I'm going to be in your area, let's meet.
Like if I'm on dance bookings and stuff like that, like I've had fans, like, you know, because I always promote like my dance bookings and where I'm traveling to in the clubs, because that's kind of like the point why the club owners, why they book the porn stars, is because, you know, we bring in the crowd and the traffic and stuff. So I've had fans, you know, they're like, oh, I'm coming to see you, you know, Friday night, I'm coming to catch like your 10 o'clock show and stuff like that. But you know, I always feel safe in the club, you know, because I have tons security and stuff like that around me, and that's cool. But you know, recently I was in Alabama last week on a dance booking, and I had this one fan, like he is I call him a Mr. Creature, like guys that are just like total, like anytime there's like a feature, like, you know, that's coming in, like a porn star to come headline in a club, they're there like every single night, like every show. Well, he, of course, follows me on Twitter and stuff, and he was, like, you know, asking me, like, during the day if I wanted to go sailing, and I'm like, fuck no, like, Scott Peterson, like, no, I do not want to go on your boat with you alone, like, Jesus God, like, I mean, it's, like, it's, you know, and then he was, like, and then I think I posted something as the club owner, she ended up taking me out to go get oysters, you know, God, I was down in Alabama in the Gulf, and I love oysters, so I was like, duh, I gotta go oysters. And he sends me a tweet like, oh, I'll take you to go get oysters. And I'm like, you guys, especially, like, you guys honestly think, like, I don't know, the more I try to understand men, the less I do, but I'm just like, it's all good when I'm in the and I have security around me, but no, like, you freak me out. Like, you would help me try kidnapping me. No, thank you.
Especially in the Gulf. So, you know, you could disappear in the Gulf of Mexico and nobody will find you.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it just, it weirds me out and stuff like that. And I get it all the time. And lots of porn girls, like, we always get it. I mean, they're just like, you know,
but you're beautiful. Oh, like, I mean, I can see why they do it. I mean, like I said, when I looked at it, I was like, wow, I was like, damn, shit. And then when you're going to tell me earlier today, I'm at the gym, I'm like, you know what, just make me feel bad since I can't go to the gym right now.
Oh, God, let me tell you what. I live in the gym. I do the Bikram yoga twice a day. So I do 3 hours of that a day. Then I go to the gym for 2 hours. Then I do CrossFit. I mean, like, I just, I'm a workout fiend.
Wow. Okay, you guys, y'all hear this? So for everybody who knows me personally, and y'all say, don't worry about it, you don't have to work out. See, this is why I work out, or why I was working out until, damn, doctor told me I couldn't work out. This is why, because people like her. Because all y'all think I do is run, which I can't do. So don't talk about me no more. She work out way more than I do.
Right? My titties are too damn big to run. I'm like, I ain't running.
Oh, running is fun. It's the best high out there. That's better than alcohol. And for those of y'all who know me, yes, I did say running was better than alcohol. I can run. If I could run and get high, I would run 4 or 5 times a day, because that high is a good
right?
high.
Oh, yeah.
One day I'll be back there. I better be back there before the summer. But now,
that's
are you
right.
ready to go to the V-spot? Because the V-spot
yes,
is where I get up in your business. And like I said, this is unscripted and unwarranted. But, you know, I sell toys. So first of all, one other question I got to ask you. When was the last time you ate a good pussy? I mean, we know what your best dick was.
God, like, it's been too damn long, let me tell you that. God, when was... the last time? That's a good one. I honestly can't even remember. Isn't that bad?
You know what? Now, lady.
Maybe 2 months ago, I'd say.
Wow, you're on a drought, aren't you?
I know. That's bad. I am in a drought. And you know what's bad is because I had been chasing this one girl. She is fine as hell. But I think she's a little intimidated about the whole porn thing because she's just regular, like, she's a firewoman. She is fine as hell. I've been chasing after that ass. Like, I would tear her ass up, but I think she's scared of me. So, I
you
am in a drought. And I have...
Maybe because I talk to you guys all the time. I don't even see that. I mean, maybe because, like I said, maybe I've been hanging around all you guys too long where I just be like, oh, that's a regular person. You know, I don't see porn no more. I just see this person and that person.
Yep.
But,
and I agree. That's, you know, but I don't know. A lot of people that don't understand the industry and stuff like that, they get very intimidated and stuff, you know, which sucks because, yeah, I've been chasing after this girl. I've been going
okay.
after that ass.
Fire lady, if you happen to listen to my show, Rochelle, won't
you? Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. I mean, she'll just probably suck the hell out your clit, put her tongue up in your pussy.
I don't bite. I only bite if you ask me to.
I was going
to
say, she'll probably bite. She's a cancer. You know, we bite.
Yeah,
both.
Right. We bite.
Oh, see, you know, thinking about my birthday and everything, I'm like, wow, I found that out. What? Okay, being that I am the Toy Lady, I can't let you get off this show without asking you the one question. What is your favorite toy? Or do you have one?
Oh, girl. My damn Hitachi. That motherfucker stays plugged in the wall. That is my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my lover. It is my everything. Like,
okay, so
I
do you
almost,
have the old Hitachi or do you have the new version that I've been selling?
I have no idea which one it is, but...
Do you just have one speed?
Oh, no. It's got 8 speeds. And then it's got like 8 different speeds. Like, you know, one is slow and then goes all the way up to fast. And then you can push, like, different buttons, and that motherfucker will act like it's, like, jumping and, like, throbbing. And
oh, shit,
oh
you
my
need to
God,
know
like,
which one that one is, because I don't think mine do all that. Because I got
that
one that's
crazy.
I have a rechargeable one that's, like, 7 or 8
yep.
speed. And then I have the battery operate. I mean, I have the one to plug into the wall. And then I've got the Lilo
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the next one that I want to get, is that Lilo. Do you like that?
You know what? I like it because the Lilo has 2 different ones. The Lilo started out with like a baby one, and then they have a bigger
uh-huh.
one, like more the size of the Hitachi. But both of them work good. I love Lilo all the way around. I just love Lilo.
Oh, I know. They definitely have amazing toys. I like the cyber skin like stuff that you know that they put on them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it like really smooth and oh yeah, I love their stuff.
Well, you know, the Lilos are smoother than the regular Hitachi, and you don't get them burns because as we talk, and I know they
yeah.
say, are they really having this conversation? Yes, you know. But
yes,
too long, you could burn yourself because you'd be like, damn, what happened? You're feeling all good and everything, and you'd be like, I must have pushed it a little bit too hard, you know.
Yeah, yep. Well, no, that's happened, like, with lots of girls and stuff like that when we do scenes with Hitachis. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, your pussy is, like, beet red and stuff, but it's just, like, it's like that burn, just that hard, vibrating friction, I guess.
Oh, so we really got to talk. See, that's why I be trying to tell everybody, that's why I sell toys. Because we have to talk.
Yep.
Not only do I sell my toys, I use them.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have to go to the website.
Yep. Who, you know whose toy line I do want to try out is that one girl that started the toy, well, Kendra Wilkinson started one. I haven't really heard much of a buzz on that. And then the one girl, Candy, from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, she started one, too.
Yeah, but you
so.
Know what? Her stuff actually is, her stuff, before her name got put on it, was featured in 2010 or 2011 at the electronic show.
I think I saw an episode of that where they were saying that.
Because actually it was another manufacturer. I actually got a chance when I was out in Vegas too, when they still did AEE, when they did the expo before we moved over to the Hard Rock, when we were still over at the Venetian. I got a chance to meet the young lady who had did one of the toys, and she was doing AEE and the expo at the same time, so it was like she was back and forth between AEE and us, AEE and us. It was kind of funny because I got a chance to pin her down and talk to her, and she was telling me how they still were working on the patent at that time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I miss
I'm curious about Kendra Wilkinson's toy line, like what she did and stuff like that. I haven't heard much of buzz about it and stuff, but I need to look into it.
I need to get some information on it, too, because I've only seen one or two of them. I have the blessing of having access. Candy only sells hers through her company, but the rest of them I can get access to. I have access to everybody's stuff. Like I said, we really need to talk. We probably got a whole lot in common. We have to talk
right
off the air. Well,
girl, I got a basket of dicks next to my bed. I got all sorts of dildos. Like, I've got dildos, butt plugs. Like, it's even bad as like one of my friends was over at my house the other day, and she goes to get my shower, and I got this huge big chocolate suction cup dildo in my shower. She's like, oh yeah, I can tell I'm at your house. She's like, you got this big old suction cup dildo in here. I'm like, yep, sure do.
Well, hey, you got to get it when you can get it. And that one that sticks to the wall.
You're
actually,
right.
If my girlfriend is listening, you know I'm going to tell your business. A family member of hers, and this was when she first found out I was selling toys. She told me, I won't say what family member and I won't say what girlfriend, but I use a lot of my friends when I talk. But a family member of hers actually got the dick stuck to the wall, and their child came in the room, and they was trying to hide it from the child.
Nuh-uh. Oh, my yes. God. That's hilarious.
They're, like, going at it, and I guess their child came home unexpectedly, and they're like, Mommy! And they go to run in there, and it was like, behind the door or something, and it wouldn't come off.
Like, oh, God.
I think that's like them a minute to get it off the wall.
No, that's like the worst part right there.
So,
I even felt bad when I forgot about it in the damn shower. I was like, oh, I was like, crap. I was like, my bad. But, you know, my friends, they know to expect that with me. Like, you have me as a friend, you've got to expect that I'm going to have all sorts of shenanigans run around my house.
Well, I keep mine up underneath my pillows next to me. I mean, my other half is like, really? It's right there? I'm like, yeah, it's right there.
But yep.
I have a couple of toy chests, so I have fun. That's the beauty of it. I love my toys so much. That's why I sell them, and I get to talk to people like you because then I get to talk about my toys. But
I love toys.
But you know what? I know that, you know, when we talk, I know that you've got some stuff going on a little later. You got to get that beauty rest in. But
oh, yes. I'm flying out to Phoenix early in the morning.
Well, have some fun. Hopefully the snow is gone. Didn't it snow out there like the past week or two?
I think it was Colorado. They were getting like some snow, which I thought was crazy. I was like, God, I was like, it's May. But I remember times like growing up in New York and stuff like that. I remember one time we got snow on Mother's Day, and I'll never forget it because my mom was just so pissed off. She was like, really? Like, this is the worst Mother's Day gift, getting snow on Mother's Day and stuff. So I can't say I was too shocked by it.
Tell her, but Mother Nature did that. You didn't do it.
Right?
Well, I want to thank you for coming on, you know, and definitely we have to touch. We definitely got to keep touching base. You know,
oh,
we got so much
God,
in common.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, our birthdays are the same, like, let alone, like, just for that. That's awesome in itself right there.
But, you know, yes, everybody, this is a lock. I have talked. If Exotica is in Atlantic City, I will be back there next year doing my show again. You know, I guess since the show just ended a few weeks ago, you know, I guess the details are being worked out since that was the first show, but I'll be back. And we may, this is not a definite, but we may be in Edison if they do the Edison show. We know we won't be in Chicago because that's my birthday weekend, but we may be in Edison.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you have to stop by and see us. Unless you're in Vegas. Definitely, I'm always in Vegas. I'm in Vegas every January. So.
Oh, I love Vegas. You need to come out to Vegas for the Exotic Dancer Awards. That'd be fun. In August, we could have a late celebration of our birthdays. That'd be fun.
Wow. You know what? On top of every time I go to Vegas, I'm always working. So I have to go when I'm not working because in January, I had to tell you this. I know everybody heard this, but I had to tell you what happened when I went to the expo in January. I was out there with Papi Chulo, and me and him are like really good friends. And he was doing some interviews with Thunder from Down Under. And why my ass squirt on stage not trying for that stupid contest they had, the fake orgasm contest?
Nuh-uh.
I wasn't even trying to. I damn near fucked up my damn lace shoes because I had on this really nice lace dress and the lace shoes and everything. And I'm up there with these other two chicks who one chick had to be all of like, I think she said she was 21 and she did oh, Poppy, the weird shit that really wasn't faking.
Oh, God.
You know, and then I know he knew, he had to have known who I was because I was there with Papi Chulo. So he's like, what is your name? And I'm like, Miss V. And he's like, is that your real name or your porn name? And I said, both. You know. What the fuck am I going to say? I'm like, what am I supposed to say, you know? And I don't get offended by it because everybody thinks I do porn. So I used to get offended when people say it. Now I just kind of laugh at it. Like, okay, whatever, you know.
I'm whatever you want me to be.
You know what? I got enough new pictures out there, and I done did enough stuff where I don't care, you know. I'm proud of me. But it was so funny because I did the fake orgasm contest, and I fucking squirted not trying, and I was like, fuck. I was mad about the shoes. I was so mad about the shoes. But I told all my girlfriends, I was like, okay, when I'm not working, we got to go to Vegas because you got to see this act. Because for me to squirt for a guy who I'm not fucking.
Right? No, that's just, I love it. That is awesome.
And doing that damn contest, I had fun. And Papi Chulo is just back there rolling. He's like, oh, yeah. So it's like I'd have been on his show and he's talking about, yeah, you got to tell people. People are asking me like on his show about, yeah, what's this about you squirting? I'm like, well, fuck. And then Naomi Banks talked about it on her
toys?
Show. No, I was just like, the guy told me I could touch any place on his body but his hair. So I started grinding on his ass. I didn't know I was going to. And I was sober.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. That just makes it, like, even better.
I was mad as hell. Like I said, I had on this pretty ass like lace dress. Well, crochet dress. And it's hard to find crochet shoes to go with a dress. And I have the shoes that are identical to the dress and they're crocheted. So I was more pissed because I damn near fucked up the shoes, you know. I wasn't worried about squirting. I was worried about fucking up the shoes.
Right? Oh, my God. You sound like me. I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
And then that crazy-ass Naomi Banks, because I went and saw her. I got to Vegas on Wednesday, and I went and visited my bestie in L.A. the next day. So we're having fucking dinner. And I hadn't started my show yet, so we were talking about me starting my show and everything. And I tell her about it. She's like, you know I'm going to talk about this on my show. So what happens the following Thursday? Lo and behold, she's talking about my ass fucking squirting on stage. You know I had to call in and say something about that shit.
She's going to warn me.
That's my bestie, so it's like when I sit there and say it, she know that I talk about her ass on my show, too, because we talk about each other on our shows. But,
right.
You know, she was like, you know I'm going to use this. And I'm just like, really? So I'm listening to this show, and I'm like, really? She really did do this. So it's like we're rolling because I called in. And she's like, tell me exactly how you did it. And I was just like, okay. I wasn't
crazy.
So definitely,
really?
You know, we have to hook
sometimes
up.
Sometimes that's what happens is, you know, when you're not trying and you're just, you know, going for it and just having fun.
I was trying to be a lady. I was cute. I was Miss V. Straight up Miss V with the cute dress on. I'm there as support for Papi Chulo. You know.
I love it. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
He'll probably never take me to another show again. He'll probably be like, Kevin, quit talking about me on your show. Hey, Papi Chulo, if you're talking, I'm sorry, but I did damn near fuck up my shoes.
Can't be fucking up the shoes now.
I mean, hell, crocheted shoes. You know how hard it is finding bitches.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
And they're beige, so it's one of those colors that they just don't sell. I bought the dress like 6 years before I bought the shoes.
Really? Oh, I would love to see those shoes.
Oh, you have to see them. I'm a shoe whore.
Oh, God, me too, girl. Oh, it's my weakness.
You know what? We could be talking all night. For my listener,
I know,
sorry.
Right?
We said we was going to cut this short.
I know. We're up here going out about shoes and squirting and Lord, everything else.
Well, I want to thank you. For all you guys listening, this is the beautiful and the sexy and damn nice-ass chest, Rochelle Ryan. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. And, you know, well, I would love for you to come back again when you ain't flying out somewhere, or we could come together.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you, and have fun. And you said Phoenix?
Oh, yes. Phoenix, Arizona, baby.
So you have fun. And all you guys who listen, remember, our new segment starts tonight, Ask Miss V, which means you could call in with your questions or send me an email, and I will answer them or go into the chat room. Oh, and Rochelle, you know you can listen to the show from your phone, right?
Oh.
So that link that's posted on Twitter, you can actually go to that link from your phone and listen to it. You can listen to me anywhere in the country. You can even call on your phone and listen.
Oh, I might even call in your next show. How about that?
I got the T.S. Wendy Williams on next week. We're going to have some fun. That is a sexy bitch. Lord, I'm jealous of her, too.
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
I'm so jealous of her.
Mm-hmm.
She got a dick and titties, bitch.
Right? Oh, I would love to have that dick for a day.
She got the best of both worlds.
God, lucky bitch.
No, same thing. I was thinking, damn, you know, I don't get that damn lucky, y'all. But I'm sorry.
Right.
Girl, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you for calling in. Tell my listeners one more time where they can catch you at.
Twitter.com at Rochelle Ryan and Facebook.com/TheRochelleRyan and Instagram under my name, Rochelle Ryan, and RochelleRyanOnline.com.
Okay, well, thank you, sweetie, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was the sexy Rochelle Ryan who came on the air with us tonight. And, oh, my God, you guys. You see, I got all up in her business. I don't hold back. That's what I do. 803, I see you on there, sweetie. This is your chance for everybody who's listening. We've got about 46 minutes left on the show, and this is our new segment, Ask Miss V. This is the part of the show where you can ask me anything. You can ask me about sex. You can ask me about toys. You can ask me about the weather. I'm not a meteorologist, though, so let me put that disclaimer out there. I can't tell you how the weather is going to be without looking it up. But this is where you can ask me anything that you want. So, you know, you want to talk about sexual positions, how to take it up the ass, about rank-ass pussies, funky dicks, small dicks, big dicks, no dicks at all. If you want to talk about how to please your mate, this is the part of the show where you get to ask me those questions. Remember, this segment is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, and this is where everybody comes. That's right, if you've never been to V's After Dark, you could go there. I've got something for everybody. I could take care of you, your man, and both of you together. We've got whips. We've got chains. We've got lingerie. And we've got all those beautiful toys that we've been talking about. And remember, at the end of the show this week, we'll be doing our toy demo, which is the Vibro Dolphin. That's right. For those of you who have never listened to the show, every week I do a demo of a toy, and I have fun with my demos. That's where you get a chance, as you hear it, to come with me. That's right. So sit back, because at about 10:50-ish, I'll be sitting back, I'll be throwing up my leg, and I'll be having you come with me. You are listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes, and I am your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can catch me at Miss V, the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And you can contact, you can get all your beautiful pleasure products at These After Dark on the web. You can go to thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. And you can have fun with us. Remember, if you have any questions, all you got to do is call in to 646-716-8041. You can ask me any and everything because I'm here to answer your questions. You are on the segment called Ask Miss V with Miss V the Toy Lady, where every Tuesday I will be answering your questions on the air. You can send an email to me at Ask Miss V. That's ASKMSV at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. I will take your questions, I will filter them, and I will answer them on the air. This week's topic is feminine hygiene, and I've been talking about some rank-ass pussies. And as you heard my guest, we talked about funky pussies on the set, too, you know, because a rank pussy is getting warm outside. And I'm going to be hitting on this. I might hit on this once every 3 or 4 months because, ladies, you got to clean it. I'm not going to sit here and, as they say, be politically correct and say your vagina, because if you're listening to my show, you know I'm unfiltered and I'm uncensored. And I'm going to say what comes on my mind. And when it comes down to funky-ass pussies, if you're in some place like Michigan, Ohio, wherever, where it's 70-plus degrees, make sure that if your legs are rubbing together, that your shit is clean down there. Seriously, you do not sit here and, as they say, what we do when we were little, try to cover it up with some perfume. All you're going to do is have funky pussy with perfume. Get you a fucking wash rag and wash that shit. Like I said, I'm with the doctors when they say don't go douching all the time. You don't have to douche all the time, but you got to clean that shit because a nasty pussy is a nasty pussy. And men, clean your balls because it's the summertime. We right now in spring, clean that shit. But the other topic we were talking about is, do you know how to massage your mate's prostate? And for those of you who think that all I do is talk about sex, you're right, because I talk about sex, and more sex. But I went to a website today, said, go ask Alice. And this question was posted back in 2011. Well, I'm not sure when. It might have been 2002. But Ask Alice gets into some really good questions. So since I love it because her readers don't put their names on it, which means I can use them and it was out there. This reader put out, Dear Alice, I have a question that I don't think you have addressed before. Hope it's not to massage. My partner enjoys being anally stimulated, and I'm sure this would be something. And Alice responded back. Basically, the person was asking about massaging their friend's ass. And she answered basically by talking about it not being taboo, it being something that is a pleasure point, and it's the prostate, you know, and I tell everybody that, you know, it's not gay. You know, it's men, I know you keep wanting to say that it's gay. It's gay, in my opinion, and remember, this is my opinion. It's gay if you ask me to strap on a dildo or one of my strap-ons and fuck you up the ass. That shit is gay. Sorry, I think that's gay because a man who wants to dick up his ass, he's either gay or he's bisexual. I don't think there's in between. I don't care if it's your woman doing it. I still think that that's, you know, either gay or bisexual. 9 times out of 10, if you got a woman and you like pussy, then it's bi. And yes, there are bi men out there who like them both. But a man who's getting massaged, and I'm talking about a woman who's sucking on her man's dick, hit the balls, the area between his ass and his asshole that she's feeling. If her nails are cut, and I keep saying nails cut because I have long nails, so I don't really do a lot of prostate massaging because I'm not one for cutting down my nails. My baby just have to get it the way he get it because I'm not cutting down the nails. But I know how to use my thumb to massage from the outside. And believe it or not, you can massage the prostate. It's not as good of a massage, but you can use your thumb to massage it. that area right between the ass and the balls. And it's an area where if you're down there and you're doing it right, your mate is going to enjoy it. And that's not gay. That's enjoying. I mean, that's just like sticking your tongue up your man's ass. That shit's not gay. That's him enjoying it, especially if he's sticking his tongue up your ass or you sticking your tongue up his. Y'all know that y'all shit is clean. I know that y'all want to sit there and tell me how gay some shit is or how something isn't, but it's not, you know. It's just, it's a way of life. It's part of what goes on in today's society. Why am I tongue-tied today's society? I could, if I try to do that 10 times, will I fail? Oh, my God. See, y'all got me acting silly because I done had that sexy-ass Rochelle Ryan on. Damn, if you guys have not gone, I mean, just her Twitter pic, you know, fuck everything else. If you go to her Twitter page, she is sexy as hell. You know, and then talking to her, oh, my God, even more so. And she's a gym fanatic, so I'm even more damn jealous, you know. As they say, I'm just like the big sister that she never had because we're born on the same day. But you guys know that I love having all my guests on, and you guys know that I love acting a stone-cold fucking fool because I don't have no damn good sense. I'll tell you, I don't hold back, and I'm not going to change the way I am. But I'm going to have fun with you guys, and I love this. For all my listeners out there, like I said, I know that some of y'all are sitting there at your computer, and you're like, damn, do I want to hit the button? Do I want to call? Do I want to call? Do I want to call? Guess what? I'm going to tell you, if you got Skype, you can call me. Yes, you can call in with Skype, because if you're on your computer and you're looking and you're like, why does it say Skype? You could actually put your headset in or however you want to do it, and you could click on that button and you could call. And I will see your Skype name. I won't see a phone number. And you can actually call into the show. That's how much fun it is. I love this radio station because not only can I talk to you live at the phone number, that's right, 646-716-8041. Again, that's 646-716-8041. You could go into the chat room and we have fun up in there. And Blog Talk Radio is free. This is the one place on the internet where it is completely free. If you got an internet connection, you could be on your smartphone, you could be on your tablet. It is like fabulous. And we have fun. You never know what's going to be said or who's going to call in or who's going to ask a question. And like I said, that's why I'm loving this new segment, Ask Ms. V. This is the first week, so I didn't get a chance to promote it the way I wanted to. But remember that there's no reason to be shy when you ask me a question. If you want to stay anonymous, shoot that email. If you want to call in, nobody's going to know who you are unless you say your name. Because that's how we do it. It's completely private here, and, you know, it's just us talking. So you sit back and you listen and you have fun and you say, I want to do this. I want to do that. And like I said, there is no topic that is off limits for me. And I know that sounds strange, but consider me your online sex therapist. Ask me them questions. Do I think I'm an expert in toys? Yes. I will say honestly, I think I'm an expert in toys. I won't even say that I don't think I'm an expert. I know I'm an expert. I know my toys. Do I know sex? I know it pretty well. And am I cute? Most definitely. I know y'all said, is this bitch cracking herself up again? Yes, I am. And you guys hear my voice? This is crazy because I haven't been yelling, I haven't been screaming. But I did have one of my listeners post in my blog, and somebody need to tell me this. I need to actually research this. He told me that if I swallow cum, it will help my voice come back. So basically, he's telling me suck dick and swallow my man's cum. I hadn't thought about it. You know, I don't lose my voice too often, so somebody needs to let me know or tell me what website I could go to find out about this swallowing cum to get my voice back because I haven't heard that one before. Oh, and tell me about your weird shit. You know, what are some of the weird things? Because I think tonight, since I got 35 minutes left, you know, we all got these little things we did in our past. And some people may not want to talk about their past, but I think some of the shit in my past is funny as hell. And I just thought about this funny thing because I was thinking about swallowing cum and stuff. And back when I was younger. I won't say what age. I was younger. One of my girlfriends set me up on a blind date. And she knew this guy because he worked at the plant. And she was like, girl, he's cool. And I'm like, well, why ain't you with him? She's like, girl, he ain't my type. He like my brother, whatever. And I was like, okay, I'll go out on a blind date. I wasn't dating nobody. She agreed to watch my babies. I was like, okay. He seemed like he was nice over the phone. This was pre-cell phone, people. So, you know, I had to get all his information. So I'm like, okay, where are we going to meet? And I wouldn't let him pick me up. I met him at a really nice restaurant. And, you know, my girlfriend was talking, for whatever reason, she knew what this man's apartment looked like. Didn't faze me. She said he was like a brother. So he lived in a really, at that time, kind of exclusive apartment building. But we went to dinner, had dinner. And I was not in hoochie hoe mode or anything. But, you know, we had the dinner. And he's like, well, how about you come back to my place for drinks? And I was like, okay, cool. No biggie. I go back to the guy's apartment. Still, remember, he's being a gentleman. This guy gave no signs that he had any dysfunction about him. Nice guy. I'm sitting on his couch, and he's like, let me make you a drink. And I'm like, okay, you know, don't ask me why I'm not thinking about nobody putting shit in my drink, but I'm not. And he's making the drink, and I'm not really paying attention because his kitchen was, like, in a different area from the living room. And he comes back, and I'm looking at the drink, and I drink vodka. I drink vodka and cranberry. So I always look at my drink, and it seemed a little murky. So I'm looking. I smelled it. It didn't smell strange. And I looked, and I was like, I think it's something to drink. And he was like, oh, I put a little something in there for you. I was like, what did you put in there? And he wouldn't tell me. And I looked, and this motherfucker came in my drink and thought I was going to drink this shit. I'm like looking at him like, no. And he's like, well, I want to get to know you better. I'm like, I ain't drinking that shit. I mean, this man apparently either was a straight-up pervert, and I was like, okay, well, I got to go home. And I can say, even at that point, still didn't do anything weird, you know. He's like, okay, you know, I apologize. I'll make you another drink. I'm like, no, I'm good. And I went home. My girlfriend was at my house watching my kids. You know, I cussed that bitch out. I want to ask her what type of pervert this guy was. And she's like, oh, he's never done anything like that to me. I was like, apparently he has. And I was like, have you had a fucking drink? I was like, is this motherfucker want me to drink his damn cum? I don't even know him. And that's some weird shit that I've been through. And to say the least, I never saw him again. I lost his phone number. I'm one of those people who I write down people's phone numbers, license plate numbers, and everything. So I, like, had everything in my car because, like, when I saw what his car looked like, well, I'm following back. I'm writing down his license plate number to make it and stuff on the car, and I'm putting it someplace in my car in case something happens. That's just how crazy I've always been. I always do that. And I even put down where I was at, you know, so that people would know where I was. But that's the weird shit that's happened to me in my past. And this is pre-selling toys, pre-cell phones. Letting bitches put me, you know, send me up on blind dates. That's why I don't do blind dates no more. I'm so glad I got a man. Because that shit is crazy. You know, and this shit was happening back in the 90s. So can you imagine some of the shit that's going on now with people? Because if that happened in the 90s, and I always looked at my drink then, I've always looked at my drink. Can you imagine what this motherfucker could have put in there if I wouldn't have been looking? I mean, he wanted me to drink his fucking cum. How weird and crazy is that shit? I mean, what are some of your crazy-ass stories that people have done? Because, let's see, he did that. Never spoke to him again. I can't remember his name. But the guy was fine. Oh, that's another thing. This guy was fine. I mean, when I say nice-looking man, he was about my age. Oh, my God. He was fine. Sick, but fine. You know, so that tells you looks don't mean nothing when you talk about crazy. That shit wasn't cute at all. And I know y'all say, how the fuck can this bitch laugh about what's happened in her life? Well, hell, it's been 20 plus years. I can laugh about shit like that because I do think it's funny now. You know, especially this was a blind date. This wasn't some random ass person. What's some other shit that's happened to me crazy? Probably been the craziest because some of the other shit at that person is, if you don't want me to put your business out there because I know you probably listen to my show, asshole. And yes, this person probably knows what I'm talking about. I, you know, if you don't want your sexual business put out there, you know, I won't even do it. It's funny, but I think it's kind of crazy, too. Let's see. Oh, I met this guy who had a stocking fetish. Fetishes. Oh, my God. It's so many people with fetishes. Again, bitches set me up on blind dates. That's why I don't do them no more. What's up with my fucking crazy-ass girlfriends and blind fucking dates? This bitch, this is one of the guys that she used to date. And I had met him when they were dating, and I was, like, cool with that shit. And she's like, well, you know what? You should go out with him. He's more your type. And I said, what do you mean he's more my type? She's like, well, y'all freaky. You know, you do that freaky shit. You know, he ain't that crazy freaky shit. He'll do shit that you do. And I'm thinking, okay. And I know her, and I know she's really uptight about a lot of things. So I was like, okay, everybody ain't a freak like me. I've been a freak for a long time. And I'm like, okay, this is still my girl's ex, but, you know, she's setting it all up. I mean, she went so far as put us on the three-way. We're talking, and I'm talking to her while I'm at his place. And he had a stocking fetish. He went and bought, like, about three or four pairs of stockings, and all this man wanted to do was have me walk around in stockings. Not pantyhose, stockings, the thigh-high stockings. And he wanted to suck and lick on my feet and my legs in the stockings and come on them. Another guy, and his thing was that he bragged about being able to eat a good pussy. Because that's my thing. If you can't eat pussy, we really can't conversate. So the biggest thing was I'm like, okay, you got to be able to eat my pussy. You know, if you can't eat cat, we got a problem. And he bragged about being a Q, and I know a lot of Q dogs. And I know a lot of Q dogs are freaks. Some of my best friends I grew up with are Q dogs. So I'm like, well, I know them motherfuckers want me to be getting down. So I'm like, okay, if nothing else, I'm going to get my pussy ate. I was horny. Again, remember, I was single. And this motherfucker had a stocking fetish, and I don't even think he knew where the pussy was at. So him and my girlfriend should have made it out real good because she wasn't one for nobody eating her damn pussy. And that crazy shit he was doing with the stockings, I mean, I could have dealt with that if he ate a pussy, but he ain't even eat a pussy. So, and they was too busy like, well, how'd you like this and how'd you like that? I think it was something going on with them still because she was like, well, what'd you think about this? And did he do this? And did he do that? And I'm like, he did this, but he ain't eat a pussy. And, you know, it was kind of weird, you know, me and her still talk on and off, but I don't discuss him because I think they had some more weird shit going on because she was too busy asking what he did, and he was too busy asking me if I had talked to her, which I thought was strange, but she wasn't there. It was almost like this, like she was living vicariously through my weird shit. So, baby, if you're listening, yeah, I'm talking about you, too, because you know you're my girl. We just don't hang like we used to, but that shit was weird, too. So your ex know what I'm talking about. Another did not call back. Let's see. That's about it. I mean, those are the only two really weird things I've had happen. I mean, I remember the first time I squirted, but I'll tell y'all about that later. That was funny. Wow, that was funny. You guys must love listening to me, and I see you in the 803. Thank you for listening, because you know I ain't got no damn good sense. That's right. Oh, wow, we got a question. Do I really want to go answer questions? Yeah, because we got 26 minutes left. How you doing, caller? You're on the air with Miss V.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, baby?
I'm all right. This is Ross. It's been a minute. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. You hear my crazy ass tonight?
Yeah, I'm laughing my ass off. I was gonna actually share something that we used to do back in the day. Well, I was told not to do back in the day. They say when you first date a girl, never ever eat red gravy. Like if you have like meat sauce, like if she serves you meat sauce or spaghetti and meatballs or anything like that, she said never ever. I was told never ever to do that because what the female does, she when she's menstruating or going through that, they actually put it in the red gravy so they can hook you, like hook you as in like make you fall in love with them and all this other crazy shit. I don't know how true it is, but that's what I heard. That was some weird shit I used to hear coming up.
That is weird. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of them voodoo type things. I don't know. I used to hear this when I was a little kid. And the funny thing is, it was my grandma who told me this.
Oh, well, you know what? Grandmas know best, because I can tell you that my grandmother used to tell me a whole lot of things. But let's see. I know my grandmother told me about the spaghetti. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, because I'm making sure I'm talking through Skype. So for anybody who's listening, I'm going to apologize because I got a note sent to me about the Skype connection. So I'm going to apologize to all my guests early about that. But, wow. My grandmother told me she said that men should not eat spaghetti when they meet a woman if they're not married to her. And she said because women put their menstruate in the sauce. And I'm like, that shit is nasty. You know, and I heard that the whole time growing up. I'm like, that's crazy.
I don't know, but well, let's just say that I've never eaten anybody's red gravy.
Well, I don't really. When I cook, since I'm semi-vegetarian, I guess I don't have no red gravy because I do a lot of stir-fried vegetables. So.
Yes, indeed.
So I guess
it's kind of funny you should say that because the only person sauce I eat like that. I married that one time. It even and like no, we're not married no more. So no, she's back on the list too. I don't mess with her red gravy anymore.
I've heard about that. Like I said, I've heard about that. And my actually, my great grandmother told me about that when I was growing up, and I heard about different things. But what do you think of all my crazy shit that's going on?
Well, I tell you what, the one what you just told about the guy who put his cum in a drink or whatever, that's wow.
Like damn. I said, and this happened pre-cell phone. That shit was crazy as hell. And I mean, you know what? That shit was crazy as hell. And when I look back on it, I was like, damn, I'm in this motherfucker's apartment. He probably could have did anything. But I'm one of those people I've always, since I've been young, I was raised that if you go someplace with somebody, always have some place that nobody knows about where you put their information. So I've always been one for license plate numbers and makes of cars and everything. So since
right.
I followed him to his place in my car, and this was pre-cell phone, I hid like all his information in my car. So
right.
I had his name, his phone number, license plate number, where we had went, and I had it in my car in case my car, you know, something happened, people know. But I did talk about my girlfriend. Oh, I talked about that bitch. Because I'm like, this like your brother. You ain't know this motherfucker that's in my drink. Now, what if I didn't look at my drink?
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, and it just happened to be he brought the drink in a regular clear glass, you know, and it was the ice and the, I'm going to assume that there was vodka and cranberry in there. I can't even tell you what, I know it was cranberry or something red, you know, but it was fucking milky, like milky shit in there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know, you're going to think I'm going to fucking drink your cum. You ain't going to fuck me, but you're going to have me drink your cum. Like, that's crazy. And like I said, I never talked to him again, and, you know, that shit was crazy. But I tell everybody, that's why even back in the day, you had to watch what was going on. And,
oh, hell yeah.
You know, women always talk about, oh, somebody put some in your drink. Motherfuckers been putting shit in drinks for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that ain't nothing new. And you're right.
But I thought that shit was crazy. Like I said, I'd never talk to him again, you know. I'm like, fuck, you know,
damn.
We ain't even fucking. And he never tried anything sexually with me. That was the crazy part. It would be different if he had been trying to get all up on me. When I tell you this guy was a perfect gentleman, this was like, you know, I could have probably saw myself going out with this guy numerous times. I could have saw me fucking him. Seriously.
Wow.
Because he was like the perfect gentleman. I mean, he opened up the doors. He was polite. He paid for the dinner. We went to a really nice restaurant. I mean, it wasn't no cheap shit. It was a very nice place. You know, I knew the neighborhood. I knew the building. You know, you had, you know, as they say, it was like Jefferson's with the damn, you know, guy opening up the door for you and everything. It wasn't this was not the hood. This was like. It was nice. I mean, even his apartment was beautiful with the balcony and everything. I'm like, you know, but he had some ish. You know, that coming in my fucking drink was it for me.
That's crazy.
And like I said, if you would even see this guy on the street, like I said, going on a date with him, and you cannot have told me if I hadn't went on a date with him, he would have did some shit like that. And when I told my girlfriend, she's like, he never did nothing like that to me. That's like my brother. Okay, your brother who want to fuck you or your brother who making you swallow his cum, you know. And I asked, and she's like, well, I've had drinks at his apartment before. Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. She and old boy, she hooked that up, but truth be told, she had him before.
You know what? I've got best friends who are men who I've never fucked, and I've been to their house. And I've had
drinks.
Wow. So I'm going to disagree on that one, because I have guys who, to this very day, I have never fucked, and I have known them over 30 years, and I've been to their home. I done sat there. I done drank. Ain't shit happen.
Damn. I don't know. Maybe just the fact of, I'm thinking maybe this guy, what he did was so damn freaky or weird. Well, let me say weird. I ain't going to say freaky.
That shit was
weird.
That wasn't freaky. That shit was
I'm
weird.
Almost like, well, damn. I'm kind of thinking she knew he was kind of weird. Had to have known.
You know what? When I told her, she was like, he never did it to me. And I mean, she was like so nonchalant. You know, can you see me going back home to my son and my daughter? And, you know, she there watching them. You know, so it wasn't like I had to call on the phone. I told her about this shit because I got back home. And I had to get back home. When I say it was a decent time, I mean, we really had a decent time. I want to say that by 10:30, 11 o'clock, I was back at my house. You
oh,
know,
wow.
So,
yeah, that's
yeah.
the day.
Right. You know, it was a traditional upright date, you know, where you were having dinner with a person, you know, the regular date stuff. And like I said, even when I said, I can't do this, I'm leaving, he didn't try to stop me or anything. He was like, I'm so sorry, you know, very, he was even polite about that shit. You know, why you leave? You know, it wasn't, well, why you leaving? I'll just, you know, he did say he would make me another drink and he apologized. So I was like, no, I'm good. Let me leave. Because I was comfortable at that point.
Yeah, but I guess my whole thing is, what in the world made him feel so comfortable that he can even do that, you know, especially on a first date?
Maybe he's done it before. Maybe he did it before. I don't know. I didn't bother.
I know. Yeah, I know, right?
You know, some people are like that. Come on now. You know, there are some people who do things that we don't think is normal, that they just do on a regular because they've been doing it. You know, maybe that was his way of saying he was sexually attracted to me. I don't fucking know. I don't care because that was a new level of weird.
That's weird shit.
That was a new level of weird for me. And when he did that, I was like, oh, hell to the no. I'm good. Let me go.
Damn.
And like I said, even when I said I'm gone, perfect gentleman. No craziness, no you can't go, no I bought you dinner. You know, some of the shit that you hear, guys, I paid for dinner and da-da. Nope, none of that. Got to my house, I told my girlfriend what happened, and she just looked at me like, well, I can't believe he did. You sure? Bitch, I know what shit looked like in my dream. You know?
Yeah, you ain't lying. Who the hell
you know?
Would even lie about some shit like that?
You know, but I think, you know, she said she had been there before. I'm like, well, that's cool. You know, maybe he only do it that he attracted to women. Maybe that's his way of, you know, how, what did your grandmother say? Don't eat the red gravy. Well, maybe,
don't eat the red gravy.
You know, this is don't drink the collie drink. You know, maybe other folks were noticing. I mean, maybe they thought
yeah.
this shit was okay. Maybe they had drinks ahead of time, you know, and just didn't notice. You know, but since we really didn't have drinks at the restaurant, we had a regular dinner. I think I had a glass of wine. I wasn't tipsy or anything.
Damn.
You know, like I said, that shit happened. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. That's why, you know, I got some crazy girlfriends because they put me on some damn blind dates. That's why I don't do blind dates somewhere. As they say, I'm so glad that I'm off the market. And if I ever go back on the market, I guess I'll just find me a fuck buddy because... My girlfriends and they blind dates, I had to let them know, y'all ain't got the best track record with me and blind dates. You know,
yeah,
motherfuckers
yeah.
with their stocking fetishes and don't know how to eat a pussy and motherfuckers with semen in a damn drink, you know. I'm good, you know, as they say. I'm good on that one. And like I said, all this, you know, the one with the stockings was after we had cell phones in play. But the one with the semen, this was pre-cell phone and everything, you know. So it wasn't even no way to call nobody with him, you know.
I mean, it was good. It turned out that, you know, he wasn't crazy beyond what he did. He did something crazy, but he wasn't genuinely, you know, crazy.
He was just sick, you know, and... Yeah. Like I said, maybe whatever his sickness was, and like I said, I never called him. He never called me, you know, and that was another thing I really appreciated. He didn't try to call me or anything after that. You know, me and her didn't discuss him no more. Other than, you know, every now and then I say, you know what, that was some crazy shit. Remember that motherfucker? And, you know, she'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember him. He's still working such and such. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's still putting shit in bitches' drinks, you know. You know, and then again, maybe he's gone from sperm and drinks to something else and drinks. All I know is the shit is crazy. And like I said, I remember that because it's like, really? How the fuck do you do that? But how do you be comfortable doing some shit like that to somebody that you just met? You know, that's kind of like,
that's like
pulling out your dick and saying, suck this.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've had first dates where it was just like how you described, when they were perfect, where it was just a real nice time with a real nice person, and we were just friends. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm like you. I've had several friends I've been knowing a long time where it never got to that point. Then I've had a few dates where, quite frankly, we knew what it was. So by the time the first date rolled through, I mean, we knew what was gonna happen.
Well, see, that ain't a date. That's called fucking.
Yeah, well, I don't.
That's not a date. That's called fucking. If you know ahead of time that you fucking, it's fucking. You know,
okay.
You just threw some dinner and stuff in there to call it a date. But if you knew what was going to happen, you wanted it to be a date. But at the end of the day, you know it was fucking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a few of those. I'm going to be honest. In fact, I just had one this weekend.
Wow.
So I ain't mad at you for that one.
Since I've been off the market, I haven't had any of that. You know, I call, I'll be like, baby, can I make an appointment? We work different schedules. So we, and yes, baby, if you're listening, I'm talking about your ass because we're on different schedules. Always. We make appointments to see each other. I feel like a damn doctor's wife.
Like, wow.
You know, can I get put in your appointment book? But then I can't say too much because of me having a radio show and other things I do. So, as they say, it's not just one-sided. You know, how some people say it's his fault or her fault. In my case, it goes both ways. So I can't just complain about one-sidedness on that. See, baby, I am fair when I need to be.
But you know, the good thing is you always talk about it, and B, me personally, I've always liked the fact of female women that actually have careers and that do other things. You know, I have a lot of respect for women. You know, obviously who are mothers, but I like the ones, especially when they're mothers, they still have that passion for what they like to do.
Hell, if I didn't like what I was doing, I couldn't do it because this shit is fun.
Oh yeah.
Who else has a job where I can literally go get up in somebody's business and they can't say shit about it? And I could talk about sex and not get in trouble. I mean, I'm not getting no complaints filed against me or any of that. I mean, how many people have jobs where, especially women? Now, men, for whatever reason, a lot of men get away with saying shit that they shouldn't and don't get sexual harassment charges filed. But women, you know, we say the wrong thing, and they want to, and believe it or not, I'm being honest, they want to file charges because they can't believe a woman will talk like that. So I love the fact that I can talk about sex and don't have to worry about anybody filing some type of sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior against me, because what's the norm for men is not the norm for women. So when I talk about pussy and dick and prostate and all that shit, I'm like, I get away with doing this for a living. Don't you wish you had my job?
I'll be honest with you. I wish more women were able to be more straight up about it. You know, and it's kind of weird, but I've came to this conclusion. If they're attracted to you, then it's not a weird, you're not a perv, right? But if they're not attracted to you, don't see you that way, then you're weird, then you're a perv.
Well,
it just depends on who you talk to. Because I can have the same exact, I'm sorry.
I just think the people look at me and they just be like, as they say, because people see me outside of here when I tell them what I do, they're like, really? You don't look like that good. You know, but then when they see me in places like Atlantic City or Vegas, they be like, damn. Because I have two personalities, as they say. But as they say, unlike Sybil, who never know when they coming, I know when mine are coming. I forewarn people. I'll be like, hey, I'm Miss V today. You know, and I'm Miss V all day.
I know, that's right.
And then people will know me, and then I've got other people who know me by my regular name, and they'll be like, really? I've had people tell me I even look like a school teacher. I'm like, I don't know many school teachers look like me, but maybe nowadays, you know, since they fucking their students, they're a little bit different. I'm talking about them school teachers who fucking little 13-year-olds. That shit is not cute, people. Find you a real man. There is no 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old or a 17-year-old that can fuck you like a man. That's just sick. I'm sorry I had to go there because I don't want to look like a school teacher if that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that shit is nasty.
You know, that's just sick. You don't look. I can't even picture that. You know, I'm going to get off of it because I can't even picture it because I'm like, huh? You know, that's like, you know, talking about dating one of your children's best friends. That shit, you'd be like, even though they're adult and you're adult, you just be like, really? Can't go there. But at least you could understand dating one of your children's best friends if they're adults versus one of your children's best friends and they play soccer with them every day and they're 13 years old. That's a difference. You know, the 25-year-old is saying, you know, I really think you're attractive and you're sexy. It's a whole lot different than a 13-year-old that you're saying, I think I could fuck you. I can't even see a 13-year-old that I want to fuck. 25-year-old, yeah. 13-year-old, no.
Oh, yeah, there's a difference. Big-ass difference.
Now, the 25-year-old might be one of my children's friends, and I have to explain that I was fucking your friend, but we're adults. You don't explain that you fucked your child's friend. Oh, and by the way, you're going to go to prison for that shit. You know, Well, Ross, I want to thank you for calling in, sweetie, because, you know, we got a few minutes left, and I got to wrap it up and, you know, do the toy demo, and I guess they having technical difficulties. I love that I get these little messages while I'm on the air with technical difficulties. You guys, for those of y'all listening, to tell you that this is a real radio station, like, I got a message talking about if y'all been trying to get through on Skype, y'all need to call the number. Because apparently Skype is down, you know, so a message was sent over saying that I guess there's some technical difficulties with connecting on Skype, you know. So when they say we run a real radio station, we get messages sent to us from all over about what's going on. So if you thought that this was fake, that's why y'all will hear pauses in my voice, because I'll see a message that came across to me and I have to read it. And I ain't going to lie, I'm not 21. So I have to squint a little bit to see if I saw it, since I don't have my glasses here with me. I type in 14 font, 14 to 16 points, so I can read everything without squinting.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
But like I said, we're down to our 6 minutes, and you know what, Ross? You know I got that new segment called Ask Miss V. You know, every week y'all can ask me anything you want. You could just send me an email and ask me a question. And I'll answer it on the air.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you got any folks who got some questions they want to ask, come. If they don't want their name said, they don't have to. They can say anonymous. But they got to ask a question. Oh, before I let you go, have you ever had your prostate massaged? You know I was going to ask.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, because there's no shame in my game. I have one time. I've actually had that one time, and I'll be honest with you. No, that shit don't make you gay. I have no desire to be with a man, any of that bullshit. But I'll be honest with you. When I was younger, I used to think that was the gayest shit in the world. But now, nah.
Everybody it's not gay. I think it's gay if a dildo was put on and she fucked you up your ass, but I think the prostate being massaged with her finger is not gay. That's just me.
I mean, you don't do that. To me personally, you don't do that with every. There's certain things you share with a fuck buddy, and there's certain things you share with somebody who you really give a damn about, so to speak.
All right. You know? I mean, your fuck buddy is not massaging your damn prostate, okay?
No, hell no.
First of all, if it's a fuck buddy, you know, as they say, excuse my language, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, get the fuck on.
Yeah, that's all it is. But actually, somebody who was I was close with, I know for several years, and we talked about it, and I'll be honest with you, the only reason it came about was because they were giving me head, and quite frankly, they went low, and I'm like, I was enjoying it. Next thing you know, she was in my ass. I'm like, what the hell? But
and
I'll be honest with you.
And you was like, damn.
Yeah. It caught me by surprise, and I'll be honest with you. That's probably the hardest I've nutted. I'm going to call it what it is. Hell. I'm going to call it exactly what it is.
But
so
now
no, I have no shame
for 4 minutes, so you know I got to cut this show short.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Are you going to listen to the toy demo, dear?
Oh, yeah.
Keep back on hold, and I'm going to wrap up this show. Thank you for calling, Ross.
All right. You take care, sweetie.
Okay, you too, sweetie. That was my caller, Ross, one of my loyal listeners. But before we get to everything, I have to thank my guest, the beautiful and sexy Rochelle Ryan, for joining me tonight. And I got to let you know, we've got some really great guests coming within the next few weeks. I've got the petite, the sexy, and beautiful Amani Rose on May 21st. And on the 28th of May, I've got Candace Vaughn. If y'all never met her, that's a crazy woman. She's just so crazy. And then next week, I've got the so beautiful and sexy. Wow, this bitch is sexy. And she got a dick. Yes, I said it. She got a dick. The T.S. Wendy Williams. And if you want to keep up with everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toilet. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or like us on the web, on Facebook at V's After Dark Pleasure Products. I want to thank everyone for listening. And we're almost time for our toy demo. This week's feature product is the Vibro Dolphin, and it will be available on the homepage for $15 of thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com, and it's only $15. You guys have had a chance to be all up in my business tonight, and I want to let you know that I've had so much fun with you. So sit back and listen, because it's time for our live toy demo. And like I said, remember, we have a new segment called Ask Miss V. That's where you sit back and you send me your questions and you ask me anything. As in every week, we will be answering your questions live on the air. You can call, you can send an email, or you can shoot.
Sure.
You can go into the chat room and post your message. So, without further ado, sit back and listen and enjoy to this week's toy demo. You guys next week.
Great, sexy, cool. Great, sexy, cool. Great, sexy, cool.